Ruby Ryder here. Welcome to Pagan Paradise podcast number 256 on January 21st, 2020. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you would like to support my efforts to deconstruct the myths and misconceptions around pegging and offer accurate information to all who seek it, head on over to Patreon and become a patron of my work. All patrons have access to the podcast a day early, as well as a 24/7 chat channel full of pegging practitioners from all over the world. Rewards for the various levels of support include written and audio erotica to excite and inspire. And listen to this. All patrons can take my webinars for free, any webinar, anytime, multiple times. You get the picture. So how do you become a patron? Go to patreon.com/rubyrider or click the Become a Patron button on my website. If you prefer to be a patron but avoid those recurring monthly charges, you can always make the one-time donation by simply doing the math. $5 a month times 12 is $60, and you'll get the same benefits as a monthly patron. The link to make a one-time donation is just beneath the Patreon button on my website. Another way to support my work is through EnticeMe.com, the little black dress of pleasure products. EnticeMe offers a carefully curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys for your enjoyment. Go to EnticeMe.com, #RubyRider, and for 15% off of your entire purchase, use the coupon code RIDER. That's RYDER. If you'd like assistance figuring out which pegging equipment is the best choice for you, I offer free equipment phone consultations for customers of EnticeMe. You'll be supporting my efforts to change hearts and minds about pegging. So, let's see what's happening here. The next webinars I have going are Tuesday, January 28th for beginners. That happens at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Wednesday, February 5th at 6 p.m. is an equipment webinar. And Saturday, February 8th is an advanced webinar at 10 a.m. And if you are waiting for the free webinars, you're going to have to wait all the way until May 9th, on which day I will do all three of them again for free. So everybody's tuning in and they're expecting the bisexual podcast. That's not happening. Why is it not happening? Because I'm waiting to get a few more contributions. So if you had thought about submitting something for the bisexual podcast and didn't quite get to it, please get those submissions in. And you know, sometimes it's time for something and sometimes it's not. So I'm sure the submissions will flow in when the time is right. And when we have a full podcast full of submissions, I'll go ahead and do that podcast for you. Till then, I welcome all submissions about bisexuality and pegging. What does that mean? That means I welcome submissions from receivers who enjoy pegging and are also bisexual in their sexuality, whether or not you are practicing that bisexuality now or not. Partners of receivers who are bisexual, whether your partner is practicing now or not. I'm interested in any story you want to tell me. When you found out they were bisexual, when you yourself found out that you were bisexual, whether or not you've actually acted on it, but you really want to, yet you're in a monogamous relationship. There's so many different stories all around this. And again, we're building that base of knowledge. We're sharing our experiences so we can all learn through this. So please send those submissions in. And when the time is right, we will have the bisexual podcast. But for now, we'll just do one of our fantastic regular podcasts instead. So first, I want to tell you a funny thing that happened when I went to donate blood last time. I donate blood frequently, as often as you can. They limit your blood donation so that it doesn't mess with your body. But I have a special kind of blood, so I like to give as often as I can to help them out. And a really funny thing happened the last time I went to donate. After you donate and after they do the needle and suck all the blood out and everything, they wrap your arm when they're done. They put a bandage on it and they wrap your arm up and they ask you what color tape you want, because it's this stretchy, bright colored tape, right, that they put over the bandage. And I always choose purple because I love purple. It's my favorite color. So this time I overheard one of the technicians, the phlebotomists, I believe they're called, telling another person because there's about 8 stations in this big room, that they have a lot of yellow tape because nobody wants it, but the manufacturer that makes the tape includes a lot of it in the shipment, so they always end up with extra yellow. So this time